The federal government shutdown has resulted in memorial sites and national parks being closed to the public, along with hundreds of thousands of furloughed federal workers. Humboldt County is facing the consequences of the shutdown as well. County Supervisor Virginia Bass understands the role that the federal government plays in the lives of county residents. She pointed to the recent salmonella outbreak as an example.
You know, food inspectors, there's that outbreak that happened, and if no one is actually tracking that down, to me there's some really, I would think, you know, government liability. There's just things that they're doing that are affecting those of us who live here but in different ways.
Bass went on to describe the different government services that will be impacted by the shutdown.
I think some of the hidden effects that we're going to be seeing here, if not already, we have a lot of families in Humboldt County that receive assistance, you know, food stamps. There's that in conjunction with the temporary aid for needy families or the seniors. Much of the senior funding for the meals through the senior center are federal programs.
Congress continues to work on ending the federal shutdown as the deadline to raise the debt ceiling fast approaches. And with that continuing government shutdown and the looming deadline to raise the debt ceiling, information from the Public Policy Polling Institute of California reveals that although Californians are evenly divided over the way President Obama is handling the financial impasse, a strong majority disapprove of the actions of congressional Republicans. 46% of those polled approve of the president's handling of the deficit and debt ceiling, while 46% disapprove. However, 63% of those responding disapprove of the way congressional Republicans are dealing with the federal government shutdown. 55% of Californians approve of the president's overall job performance, the first time that number has dipped below 60% since July of 2012. Congress received an even lower approval rating of 28%, although Californians viewed their own representatives in a more favorable light, with an overall 47% approval rating. The Traffic Safety and Anti-DUI campaigns, coordinated through the Fortuna Police Department, will continue after the department announced on Wednesday it had received more grant funding. Fortuna Police will continue the Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force after the California Office of Traffic Safety authorized $65,000 for the program. Sergeant Charles Ellebrecht of Fortuna PD said in a statement that the funding has helped educate the public and enforce traffic safety laws by targeting dangerous and impaired drivers. With the holiday season a month away, you can expect more DUI driver's license checkpoints and more DUI saturation patrols. There will also be a focus on repeat offenders, particularly those who leave the courtroom after having their licenses suspended and then who get into their vehicle and drive away. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Great Shakeout takes place on Thursday morning, a chance to prepare and plan for an earthquake here on the North Coast. Stephen Walker has more.
Earthquakes, aftershocks, and small temblors are not news on the North Coast, and earthquake preparation is nothing new either. But with the Great Shakeout earthquake drill scheduled for Thursday morning, it's a good time to review what to do before, during, and after an earthquake. There is a new phone app available that allows you to create one-touch emergency messages that can be sent to family and friends to inform them of where you are during and after an earthquake. While an earthquake is ongoing and you're indoors, it's important to remember to drop and find cover and remain inside until the shaking stops, and remember that alarm systems and other emergency systems like sprinklers may go off during a quake. Use stairs and stairwells to evacuate a building, and don't use elevators. Those tips and more can be found through the Red Cross website to help prepare and survive an earthquake. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
And the colder weather has arrived as overnight temperatures now regularly dip into the low 40s. And as we move from autumn to winter, both the city of Eureka and McKinleyville have prepared to open extreme weather shelters. The shelters are opened when the temperature drops to the mid-30s, as well as when high winds or rain make it dangerous for those with no place to go to sleep outside. Eureka uses a downtown location as its emergency shelter, and McKinleyville provides space in local churches for those who need a warm, safe place to sleep during the winter months. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.